Of course, the old saying is, when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. There are people who, when handed a difficult situation to deal with, shrink from it. And there are others who say, I need to do something about this, and then realize that I'm not the only one and I should help other people. And I think that's what we're going to be talking about for the next few minutes as we welcome Barbara Cavanaugh, who is the founder and CEO of the Arizona Myeloma Network. And Barbara, first of all, welcome to Valley Views. Nice to see you again.
Thank you. It's delightful to be here.
And as I was just saying, you, your husband came down with cancer.
Right.
And then instead of, throwing your hands up and running in the other direction, you actually took it upon yourself to help other people who are in the same situation. You're a caregiver, and now you're helping other caregivers.
Yeah, it's interesting because sometimes it's not what you plan in life, it's what happens. And what you just said is so true. I really don't think it would be something I would choose. I sometimes have people say to me, it's really wonderful that you're doing this and you've met so many wonderful people. And I've said to them, and you know, in return, I'm so happy to have met all these wonderful people, but truly, if someone had had a magic wand and we could have avoided cancer, frankly, I would have chosen the magic wand rather than dedicating myself as I am. So I'm not Mother Teresa, but I think I'm a someone who, when I have a problem or when I see problems and see people suffering, I feel like I want to do something about it rather than just, you know, complain or get depressed.
Well, tell me what happened. How did you get from doing whatever you were doing before to this to then finding the network?
I found out about my husband's cancer a month before we were scheduled to get married. And that was 26 and a half years ago, in May 1991. It was a second marriage for both of us. We had met through our work. We were living in the Boston area. I had my own consulting company called People to People. And the work I did was doing alcohol and drug programs, the first employee assistance programs. And I always jokingly say that he hired me for his company because he was the VP for construction engineering for Raytheon. And the company hired me, and we worked together. And I was really working in, you know, with the employees in the workplace, which was really very interesting for me and kind of gave me the background. But as I always say, I really don't marry all my clients, but I do have exceptions.
Just the one.
Just one. So actually, it was not part of the plan, obviously. But, you know, again, I've always said that we were really blessed. If he had to be diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which we had no idea of what it was, it's a rare form of bone marrow cancer, similar to leukemia and lymphoma, and it only occurs in adults. So if we hadn't been getting married and going overseas and the company does an executive, checkup, they probably would not have diagnosed it. And for anyone who is diagnosed with cancer, the earlier you're diagnosed correctly, the better chance you have to live. And I know that saved his life, because once we knew what it was, he was actually at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, one of the few places in the country, in the U.S., that was already doing research. So again, it was chance. It was, I wouldn't call it, you know, luck, but, you know, life had it that he was diagnosed with a very dangerous, you know, cancer, and we had to deal with it.
When did you start the network?
The network came after we had been literally traveling around the world for his job, and everywhere we went, I had to, you know, get the correct doctor. I was very fortunate. I had kept in touch with, you know, the doctor, Dr. Anderson at Dana-Farber. Then when we were back in the States on a for one of his projects, we met a doctor, Dr. Kyle, at Mayo Clinic. So they really followed us all, literally all over the world. So when we retired, we wanted to come here to Arizona, A, for the weather, but maybe A plus was because of the Mayo Clinic having such a good cancer center.
So what spurred you to form an organization? Did you find that this the type of information was not available to you? Or?
Yeah, you said it perfectly. What I found is that we were lucky because we went to Mayo and they did know about myeloma. But what I realized is I didn't know anybody else who had it. You know, you see the doctor, they talk to you. I thought like we were the only ones in the world. I mean, we just didn't know anyone. And so I started, you know, asking our doctor about, you know, do you have any kind of educational program? Do you have any information? And he said, well, you know, I can tell you about it. And I'm thinking, oh, wow. So it was really kind of out of my own, as I call it, need to know. And when I said that I really wished I could meet other people, they said to me, well, there is a small support group. And when I went to it, I found that there were like about a dozen other people there, and they didn't know very much about it either.
So you figured out you could help them
well,
and help
yeah,
yourself at
right.
the same time.
And that's exactly what motivated me is and it was very good because Mayo said, that's really a great idea. And so with their help, I put on the first ever what I called Living with Myeloma Conference, and that was 13 years ago. Right.
Well, I want to jump right in here and let people know that you do have an event going on for caregivers next weekend.
That is right.
Which is following with your mission here. And I'll just let you tell a little bit about that.
Thank you. What evolved over the years, you know, working with, you know, cancer patients, myeloma in particular, I realized that there was really not much attention being paid to the person who is very critical in patient's life, which is the family, the caregiver. And I started doing workshops at my conference, and then I started doing free seminars. You know, if a group asked me to come in, whether it was a support group or, you know, an institution like, you know, maybe the hospital or whatever. So I would start planning, you know, seminars that I could do and, you know, just ways to inform people about some of the things that would be helpful as a caregiver if they had the information, if they knew the resources. So that started probably, you know, within a few years of starting our conference. And now what we're doing is free cancer caregiver seminars for all cancers, because I realized that it wasn't just one cancer that had these issues or challenges. So now we're doing free seminars, and our next seminar that's coming up is next Saturday morning, December 2nd. It's going to be at the Embassy Suites by Hilton, which is in Scottsdale. And everyone is welcome. It's called Cancer is a Family Affair. So we're going to be involving the whole family. You're welcome to register online, and you can also call and register because you can just call us, and you can come at 8:30 for breakfast and a very wonderful program. You'll not only meet other people who are going through a lot of what you're going through, but you're also going to meet very good resources that can help you and your family, and I think that's really our mission.
You got some significant numbers here. 38,000 new cancer diagnoses will be made in Arizona this year. Obviously, there are a lot of people who are dealing with this for the first time, and this could be a really beneficial thing for them. That's next Saturday morning, 8:30 to 11:30, Embassy Suites by Hilton. That's 5001 North Scottsdale Road, and you can register at the Arizona Myeloma Network is the azmn.info. That's how we get a hold of you?
azmn.info/care to register. And you can also, go to our website, which is www.azmyeloma.network. And you can call me directly at 623-388-6837. And we'll do everything we can to be helpful to you.
Barbara Cavanaugh is the founder and CEO of the Arizona Myeloma Network. It's wonderful work that you're doing. And thank you so much for doing that. And remember, again, that's a free seminar next Saturday. So if your family has been affected by cancer, we hope that you'll have time to be able to get over there and take advantage of that. Barbara, thank you for all you're doing for people that obviously, I'm sure, really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to reach out to so many people.